I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
I'm more frustrated than angry, but mostly frustrated because they missed a chance to prepare themselves for one of the biggest games in the Giants' last decade plus. And that's what's disappointing to me.
Brandon Tierney.
What in the world is the debate concerning Aaron Rodgers? No matter what it takes, Aaron Rodgers must be a New York Jet.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:02 on The Fan. What's happening, everybody? How are you? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Brady's retirement, as we know, has complicated the Jets world, and we'll see how that plays out. I got news for you, Teak. Brady's retirement now complicates the Giants world.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It does. It does, because I'm just counting now. There's at least 8 teams that need quarterbacks, and this includes teams that have a quarterback who's an unrestricted free agent, like the Giants, or like the Baltimore Ravens, which is Lamar Jackson. But there's a lot of teams in the NFL that need quarterbacks. I mean, hell, the entire NFC South needs a quarterback, except for the Atlanta Falcons, who drafted Desmond Ridder. But when you start looking through the list, Seattle's another team with Geno, who's an unrestricted free agent. There's teams that are going to need someone under center. And if you go look at the list, I mean, of unrestricted free agent quarterbacks, Tom's retired, so he's no longer there. Geno Smith, Daniel Jones, Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett, Lamar, Baker, Jimmy G, Tyler Heinicke, Sam Darnold, Cooper Rush, Joe Flacco, Mike White. Like, you start throwing out these names, what name sounds the most interesting out of that entire list? It's Daniel Jones. Let's be real. And so yesterday we started the show, and you were right on with Tom Brady retiring. Now Aaron Rodgers, who was the Jets' primary target, at least that's our primary target as representatives of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, there's competition for where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, whether it's Las Vegas, whether it's San Francisco, whoever. Now you look at the Giants, and you focus on their quarterback situation. There's a lot of demand. I mean, at least 10 teams, maybe even more. Hoff had like 17. I don't know how he got the 17. That's half the league. But there's at least 10 teams that are saying, we need a quarterback. We need a better option that we have or currently have had. And Daniel Jones has to be the top of the list, which is going to make it harder to sign Daniel Jones, especially if they don't exclusive franchise him and non-exclusive franchise tag him, and other teams can talk to him and say, all right, we'll give you $40 million simply because we don't have a better option.
It just takes one aggressive, desperate franchise to do something that we might view as a little cavalier to change the entire world for the Giants and Daniel Jones. Now, when I say cavalier, that's not to imply that Daniel Jones isn't good. Daniel Jones is really good. That's why Daniel Jones is going to be in demand. And now we've got to sort through all this stuff. Now you're already starting to hear Derek Carr, hey, he might prefer the Panthers. Devontae Adams yesterday on Twitter telling everybody, yo, Rodgers moving to my part of town in Nevada. He actually tweeted that. So Tiki's not wrong, and it's not hyperbolic. Now, I will say there are varying degrees of circumstances. You name some of the quarterbacks. I'll run through the teams without actually, you know, getting too deeply into the weeds because it just it'll be too long. But the Jets or the Giants, until the Giants resolve Daniel Jones, we're going to put the Giants on that list right there.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
No doubt.
He's not the Giants' property anymore.
The Ravens situation with Lamar, it's been discussed a million times over. We'll see what happens there. The Colts, the Tennessee Titans, very good chance that they cut Ryan Tannehill. Vegas, we know about that. The Commanders, we know about that. The Panthers, they might keep Darnold. They might not. The Saints, they've got to find somebody. The Bucs obviously have to find somebody. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray ain't playing till Halloween. Mm-hmm. So you better address that. Now, I'm not saying you go out there and you get Rodgers for half a season, but that middle tier kind of player, you're going to have somebody there, even if it's like an Andy Dalton, which means if you're left with no chair and you think that Andy Dalton's a good plan D, you might not even get that. The 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, possibly. Miami, possibly. Seattle, got to resolve Geno. The bottom line is this. There's going to be teams that are chasing. I'm going to give you a baseball analogy. It's like chasing like a no-doubt ace, okay? Mm-hmm. And we've got a bunch here. You know, Cole, Rodon, obviously, Scherzer and Verlander, and winding up with a middle-of-the-rotation innings eater, like Jameson Taillon. I know who's, he's not here anymore. But we're like possessed zombies. Aaron Rodgers. We need Aaron. Help us, save us. We need If Aaron Rodgers retires or Aaron Rodgers goes to Vegas and Derek Carr goes to the Carolina Panthers, now the Jets are in a world of hurt. I got no interest in Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, is that middle of the rotation, you know, innings eater, okay?
Good player. Not someone who's taking you far.
I'm sorry, but this might lead to our first true fight, which, by the way, you will win. I admit that. You won't win on the air. You'll win in a real fight. If it comes to that, we're going after Daniel Jones. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what it takes. We will steal your guy. I cannot have Garoppolo. Well, I cannot have Tannehill quarterback this team. I cannot do that.
It's funny.
So you better watch out for your boy.
It's funny because we've said this in jest over the year because Daniel Jones was having such a good year. I mean, not saying he was, you know, 350 yards a game, but it was you could just feel him being a winner. He was the reason, in a lot of cases, why the Giants are winning games. And as the Jets started to falter, it was kind of in the back of your mind, you know, the side of your tongue, you're saying, hell, well, I'd take Daniel Jones on the Jets. If Daniel Jones is on the Jets, I mean, this team would be, you know, competing for the postseason and maybe going far in the postseason because of all the talent around him. You know, you marry the two teams, the Giants and the Jets. You take the Jets' talent, the Giants' quarterback, and some other pieces. You mix and match.
I'll take your coach too, probably.
Maybe it's a hell of a team, right? But that's not the case. It will come to this at some point for Daniel Jones. And this, you know, as an aside, really benefits Daniel Jones, like being at the right place or in the right place at the right time where there's a dearth of really good quarterbacks that have ceilings that are higher than what they're currently at. Because there's not a lot of guys that are that way. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, you kind of know what his ceiling is. Yeah, I know he's a free agent, and I know he's available, and he's had some good years, but you kind of know where he is. You know what he's going to be. Sam Darnold, you kind of know what he's going to be. Baker Mayfield, you kind of know what he's going to be, right? Jacoby Brissett, any of these other names that you thought.
Oh, good God.
But you know what I mean?
I would resign my football fandom if Jacoby Brissett is the Jets quarterback.
That's not even my point. Point is you know where their ceiling is.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, we don't really know.
That's true.
There's still a lot of like interesting and potential exciting upside with Daniel Jones.
There's also the realization possibly that he's not what people think he might be, including us.
Of course.
It could go both ways.
Of course. But there is still a question mark. Whereas all these other guys, it's kind of like, yeah, I know where the cap is.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Jones doesn't have that defined cap yet. So all of these teams, at least 12, probably like 15, if you throw in the guys that have, like Tennessee drafted a quarterback, a Malik Willis, but is he going to be the guy?
Yeah,
I don't know. Miami, you know, I know you threw him on his list. Tua, I love him, but he might have a serious concussion issue. He had three in a season. And that's just
that we know about.
That we know about, exactly. Maybe probably four, because the one they didn't actually document as a concussion. So, like, Miami could be in this situation. There are a lot of teams that need a quarterback, but the draft isn't providing a ton of them. So, without that option, you got to go find the youngest with the greatest upside. And if you go look at the list, the youngest with the greatest upside is Daniel Jones. He's going to benefit significantly because there's so many teams that need quarterbacks, which makes it more urgent for Joe Shane to do this job right.
And for Joe Douglas to navigate this properly.
I mean, I don't care about Joe Douglas.
No, you're saying, but both of the teams are really impacted by this situation.
True. But I'm talking specific to Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Joe Shane better do the job right. Joe Douglas better not do the job right. Daniel Jones.
877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So, this is where it's worrisome. There is, without a doubt, a dearth of high-level quarterbacks, but there's an abundance of teams that will be in the quarterback market. Think about that. It's like going into a bar with 37 dudes and three women. All right? I mean, only a few guys are getting dates. Yeah. Only a few guys are getting numbers. And here's something else that I'm worried about. Now, I am worried about this. You know that my plan one or plan A, Rodgers. Plan B, Derek Carr. The Raiders have 3 days after the Super Bowl to cut him. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, all that money, not just the money for next year, but a little less than $8 million for the following season becomes guaranteed. Not palatable. They're going to cut him unless somebody trades for him. Now, this is the thing. From the Jets' perspective for a moment, they're not going to trade. The Jets are not going to trade for Derek Carr if they don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Okay. So somebody else could beat you to the punch there, and Derek Carr could be traded somewhere else, number one. And then Rodgers can either retire in 2 weeks, or he can go to the Vegas Raiders or whatever, and now you don't have Aaron Rodgers and you don't have Derek Carr. Like, it is very easy, and I think that we've simplified this as we often do on the radio. We have gotten on these airwaves, and we're not alone. For the past week or so, and some have been louder than others, me and Evan absolutely believe Rodgers is coming. Not everybody feels that way. That's fine. We all have different shows and different opinions, right? But if this is not perfectly navigated by the Jets, they might wind up with nothing. And
running back Zach Wilson.
This cannot happen.
And it's funny because now that you when you put it in the context of everybody, forget.
Yep.
Like, we've been focused so on the Jets. The Jets got to do this. The Jets got to do this. The Jets got to do this. Aaron Rodgers got to be a Jet. He's got to be a Jet. But when you stop and being myopic and like focusing solely on the Jets, and you just take a couple.
Just broaden that scope a little bit.
Just take a couple steps back. It felt urgent before. Now it really feels urgent, especially as you lay it out that way. Because Derek Carr doesn't want to be in New York. I mean, he doesn't want to be
I don't know that for sure. You don't have to be so definitive in the claim. I mean, geez, show us an ounce of respect.
That's what people
until he goes elsewhere.
That's what people are saying. Or maybe it's just he wants to be in Carolina. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like he wants to be in New York. Whereas Aaron Rodgers talked, you know, poetically about Zach, and you know I think he actually would enjoy.
But then why is Devontae Adams tweeting that he's going to move into his neighborhood?
Because Devontae Adams wants him to come to Las Vegas.
I understand that, but and they're it's also boys.
It's social media bluster.
Well,
it's
that's nothing. The thing. You know, he's getting some pops. Yeah, he's no dummy.
Of course.
I know.
It is what it is. But my point is, when you take a bigger step back, it really gets urgent for the Jets to get this right. Because their team, like all these teams that we talk about, whether it's 12 or 15, there's Arizona's probably not competing anytime soon. Indy's not. The Texans aren't. I mean, Tampa probably isn't either. New Orleans, like East Carolina, they're not competing.
But in that division, you can't say that because that division's not good. We're a quarterback away from winning 9 games and winning the division.
Yeah,
but the Buccaneers were sub 500. They won the division.
But are they going to fool themselves and think they're getting to the Super Bowl and winning one? And if you're going for Aaron Rodgers, that's what you're likely doing.
Maybe with Derek Carr, though, it's different.
Maybe. But there's only, to me, there's like 5 teams that are really competing for something meaningful.
And the Jets are on the list.
The Jets are on the list. Green Bay's on the list. Baltimore's on the list. The Giants.
Niners.
The Giants got to get right. The Niners are definitely on that list. There's like 5 teams that really have to have a quarterback in order to further what they've built already. And so you're competing with a lot of teams. Not like you're competing with one or two. You're competing with 5 other teams for this limited resource of a quarterback in the NFL. There's like real urgency right now. And Daniel Jones, let's face it, he's going to benefit from this.
His value spiking.
It's spiking.
Or spiked a lot yesterday.
It's not because he was an all-pro. And it's not because he was
an all-pro. He was a pro bowler. Daniel Jones?
I'm saying it's not because he was all pro. It's not because he was a top five quarterback. It's because he's in the right place at the right time and had a season that makes us think he's got much more to gain.
You know what's funny? I've heard a lot of chirping, a lot of laughing from Giant fans. Oh, look at those pitiful Jets once again trying to resolve their quarterback situation. Suckers. Hey, guys, I got news for you. Your world became more complicated as well. Because now, you hear that? That's some other teams coming and knocking. Mm-hmm. And those other teams have money. And those other teams might be a little desperate. And those other teams know Daniel Jones is pretty good. 877-337-6666. Your calls coming up next on this Thursday on The Fan.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right. With so much drama in the NFL. It's 10:21 on the Fans, Tiki and Tierney. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you the one thing about Devontae Adams' tweet, if you guys missed it. You know, and I've done this before where I'll do like a Q&A, right? And I'll get however many questions I might get from people on social media. And, you know, I'll respond to like 15 or 20, kind of rapid fire. And I was pouring through his Twitter account. And that's what it was. Like, that was the context. It was within the framework of a lot of football questions. And then somebody asked where Aaron Rodgers is going to buy real estate in Nevada. And he just, you know, said mine. So, of course, now everybody's on that train and making us think that there's something to it. One thing that I've given up on, I am not wasting energy, like real energy, trying to interpret what young athletes mean when they tweet.
Yeah, they don't. I am done with that.
It was
an impulse tweet. It was somebody's asking him a specific question about where's Aaron Rodgers going to move to in Las Vegas, and he just basically says he's going to move to my neighborhood. So everybody now assumes that Aaron Rodgers is moving to Las Vegas, which is the farthest thing from the truth because it's just a one-word answer, and it's not even from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even from the jockey of the horse's mouth. It's just so far removed. Who knows if he's even talked to Aaron Rodgers about his future plans. But, you know, the thing that when you start looking at these quarterbacks and the question after who you're going to get is what's it going to cost? And you know, I'm just looking at the top AAVs in football, and Aaron Rodgers is right up there at the top right now with $50 million average per year. And then it's Russell and Kyler, all these guys that signed these new contracts. But then you get down to the area where, you know, I think Daniel Jones fits. Like, has he proven that he can be like Matt Stafford? Man, probably not quite yet. Has he proven that he can be like Dak? I mean, Dak when he was good, not Dak last year where he was terrible and led the league in interceptions.
Different.
It's different, but probably not quite there either.
Kirk Cousins is
the same. Jared Goff is where you start saying, yeah, I could see Daniel Jones being like Jared Goff, or at least the production and the winning that Jared Goff presents. And so that puts him in like that 33 to 35 million dollar per year average. And I got to tell you, if you're a Giants fan and you can get Daniel Jones for 33-34 million dollars a year on average, this is just AAV on average, forget what the actual big contract looked like, I think that's a win because that's what it's costing anymore, right? We're not talking about the Jameis Winstons who are backups now at $14 million a year. We're talking about a starter who you believe in, who has become a leader, who has the ability to make the good throws and the accurate throws, as we saw many times down the stretch, that you need. It's going to cost you about $35 or so million. And if you're going to do a long-term deal, it's going to be a little bit of a premium on that. So the number is not going to be egregious, but it's not going to be small.
You know, it's funny that you bring up Jared Goff. We always reference Alex Smith as a quarterback from back in the day, drafted, wrong circumstance, didn't pop. Multiple coaches, bad franchise at that point, kind of thought to be on the scrap heap. And then, you know, Jimmy Harbaugh comes in. There's this renaissance and an elevation. And then, of course, he goes to Kansas City, wins double figures a ton, and has a really, really distinguished career. Like, Alex Smith had a really good career.
I agree with that.
But it's also a long time ago, and the game's changed a lot, and you're never going to get that long. Like, he was there, I think, 6 years. Let me see. Well, he was drafted in 2005. Yeah. And then Harbaugh came, and I guess that would have been 2011. So it was definitely more than half a decade, all right? Jared Goff, I think, might be a better example. Jared Goff, and you remember the Hard Knocks with Jeff Fisher out there, right? I mean, his first season, he had 7 starts. He completed less than 55% of his passes, and he had 5 touchdowns and 7 picks, all right? He was awful, and he was swimming, and he showed no signs of being any sort of franchise savior until the next year with different coaching and an upgrade with the roster. He had 28 touchdowns and 7 picks, and then eventually, you know, he kind of bottomed out, and bottomed out is a relative way to frame decent success, by the way. It's not like he imploded, but he kind of lost some luster.
Yeah.
And then he found a good situation this year, and he popped again. 29 touchdowns for a losing franchise. You know, it's about the Jets trying to eradicate this losing culture. So are the Lions.
Yeah.
And he stepped right in, and he was damn good this year, Jared Goff. So I don't know if I'm trying to convince myself unknowingly that maybe the runway for Zach is longer than, and even I want to admit, and I'm one of the few Zach believers somewhat left. I don't know. Do we need to illuminate Goff's career?
Well, I mean, I think the similarity with Goff and Zach is that Goff, even though he was limited.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Early had some really good talent around him. He had a lot of great talent around him when he was in Los Angeles. And yet, if he's had a really great offensive coach in Sean McVay, once you know they moved on from Jeff Fisher, it you could see the potential, which is why he got $100 million contract. But I think the similarity is the talent that's around Zach, similar to it was around Jared Goff, which can make you think that maybe that talent can help lift him or buoy him for a little bit. The problem is he had it last year and we didn't see it, right? There wasn't any example of him lifting or letting that talent lift him so that he could win games. Now, he actually won, but it wasn't because of him. He wasn't the catalyst for doing it. Alex Smith is probably a better example of what you would hope if you're a Jet fan and you still like Zach.
Well, I don't think that's fair to say he wasn't a catalyst. What, he had 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Who's this?
Goff.
No, I'm talking about Zach. Zach wasn't the catalyst for the winning. Because Zach won. He won games when he was with the Jets, but it wasn't because of him. It wasn't.
But he caught more touchdowns than he threw.
I know, that's right. It wasn't because he was leading them.
100%.
100%. I think it's more like Alex Smith, who, you're right, BT, it was 6 years. Jim Harbaugh came in his 6th season, and it kind of, you know, took baby steps forward. But then the next year, he got really good. So, I mean, we just don't have the patience anymore to wait for a quarterback for 6 years.
You say we, you mean us as a city or the NFL?
The NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL.
Yeah, well, I don't need 6 years. I mean, but I don't think it's that unrealistic to see some incremental progress in year 3 and then maybe pop in year 4. But you've got to believe that he's got the requisite stuff to do it, and I can't say that.
Yeah,
I'm still a little intrigued, but terrified if he's the opening day starter.
But it's why it's why the Jets are on this list looking for quarterbacks.
Oh yeah,
and why Daniel Jones is becoming part of it.
There's no if Zach Wilson, like I said this before, and I mean this. If Zach Wilson is starting quarterback going into this year,
I'm not going to be a Jet fan. I'm sorry. That's it. That is
Jet
terrible.
Jet fans are going to be pissed.
It'd be the worst thing in the world. And he should, honestly, and I keep on saying this over and over and over, the Jets need two quarterbacks. They need a starter and they need a backup. And then Zach Wilson can watch both of them. He should not take a snow. He should not take a snap. That would be the most egregious thing to have him play at all this year. He needs a whole year to sit back and watch from the professionals.
I don't think that you're wrong. But the thing that worries him, unless it's Rodgers or Carr, you really want to roll with Tannehill?
Mm-hmm.
You want to roll with Baker?
And that's
you really want to do
that's
that?
That's the challenge. Is who are you replacing him with?
Daniel Jones. No, I'm being serious. Because he's across town. We've watched him all season long. We've watched, I'm sorry to do this to Richie James, but he's not a professional wide receiver. Isaiah Hodgins is not really a professional wide
receiver.
That's
not fair to Hodgins.
That's fine.
James is not. Hodgins is decent.
But decent, fine. He's decent.
He's a good route. I'm not trying to elevate him to whatever.
BT, they're not star players.
No, I understand
they're
that.
Not elite players.
Daniel Jones
made them look amazing. He led their team to the playoffs. Our quarterback situation led us to 7 wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the coaching is a big difference, man. I mean, coaching matters. I know that the average fan doesn't want to compute that.
Yeah.
I get that because it's hard to do that. It takes work to do that. It's not just, well, this guy was drafted here. This guy's making this amount of money. His performance is no longer commensurate with his draft status. Get rid of him. It's never that cut and dried. Now, sometimes you just draft a bum who doesn't care about football. He's not a professional. And I'm not here to call Jamarcus Russell a bum, but he was not a professional. Sometimes Ryan Leaf
where he
was
drafted,
not a professional.
From where he was drafted, he was a bum.
Yeah. I mean, but he had no interest in even feigning the most basic level of professionalism, studying the playbook. Manziel, not a professional. That's not Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Wilson's getting calls from Aaron Rodgers. Where are you? I'm at the facility. Leave.
Go home.
Go home.
Yeah, he grinds at it. He's just not good at it.
Well, okay. I agreed. Definitely not good at it yet. But if you're not grinding the right way, I'll give you an example, all right? I think that many of you will be able to relate to this. Every once in a while, without expanding on it, because I know nobody cares, I will drag you into my pitiful, pathetic, sickening golf game that has tormented me my entire life since I started playing after college, right? And I am a range rat, much like I was hitting baseballs off a tee, probably why I had back surgery. Like I've always been a worker, right? And I've taken a million golf swings. Unfortunately for me, I've taken them the wrong way. So, like Zach, I'm at the facility, and you know, until 9 o'clock.
You're grinding.
I'm banging balls on the range, and I still suck. Why? Because I'm probably not being coached the right way. So you can just do it until the cows come home. If you're not doing it right, you're actually doing more damage.
Yeah. Now, coaching matters so much. It's hard to put this on a professional level, because you just assume that the coaching is good because they're professional coaches.
Mm-hmm,
but the reality is, just like you can watch a little league baseball team that is just so poorly coached play against an inferior team that's well coached and get their butts kicked.
Yep.
Right? Coaching matters, and it shows itself on lower levels. On the NFL, we don't want to believe that coaching is bad, but trust me, there are bad coaches in the NFL, and if you don't teach guys the right way and put them in positions to succeed, they're going to fail. And we're going to blame the kid. We're going to blame the player. We're going to blame Zach Wilson. But in a lot of ways, it's everybody's fault, including, and maybe even more especially with Zach, the coaching.
Systematic breakdown.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. 877-337-6666. Let's get to, how about Pete right here in Manhattan on the Fan. Pete, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm just doing great, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
So I wanted to touch on, I agree 100%. I've been a lifelong Jets fan. I can't sit through a season with Zach Wilson under center again. I just can't do it. And the point was made, the Jets won had 7 wins because of their quarterback situation. I think the Jets didn't have 11 wins because of the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
So having someone like a Daniel Jones, that might take you to 10 wins, but this is a win-now team, and do you really think that Daniel Jones has what it takes to take them through the playoffs and into the Super Bowl?
Possibly.
I don't see that.
Let me ask you a question, Pete, because, you know, our producer Hoff said this. I've even said this at points. Hell, You said, if it's Zach, I can't take it. I'm done. What are you going to do on Sundays? Go apple picking? Honestly, what are you going to do? You going to watch?
I'm going to watch. It's like a figure of speech. Like,
gotcha,
done.
Gotcha.
And you know what? Every year, being a Jets fan, I say I'm done. And
yeah.
Maybe I'm just a masochist. I don't even know anymore. But
nah, you're an optimist. You're an optimist. Not a masochist. You're an optimist because you hope that eventually it will change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right? Yeah, to your point.
Absolutely.
To your point, Pete, I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be that guy. But you have to keep asking yourself, okay, if it's not Daniel Jones, then who else is it? Like, obviously you desire an Aaron Rodgers type player, the guy who's has proven it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to come and he's going to lift not only the team but the organization just because of how like important he is. Like, the Jets become a story constantly if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the team. But if you don't get Aaron Rodgers and nobody else is available, Derek Carr doesn't want to come here. He signs with the Carolina Panthers. What are you doing? You're going to go draft? If you're the Jets, you're going to draft another quarterback? The answer is no. You can't draft another quarterback. You got one. You drafted the second overall pick 2 years ago. So the only option is to bring in a free agent or a veteran. And if you go look at the free agent and veterans, there's not a lot better than Daniel Jones.
I don't disagree.
That's just a fact.
That's why I might be I am willing to take him.
A fact of looking at the available quarterbacks.
Yep.
For the New York Jets.
That's not inflating our own. That's not, he proved that he's good.
But you can't restate this. You can't restate this enough. Joe Douglas is not drafting another quarterback.
Agreed.
In the first round.
I'll totally agree with that.
No chance.
I agree with that.
And so the only way that you're going to get a quarterback in that's going to compete with Zach Wilson for the starting job, maybe push him, maybe supplant him, usurp him, whatever it is that you got to go into free agency. And I'm just looking at this list.
Mm.
The best on the list is Daniel Jones, period, point blank. That is what it is.
877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan. A little later, got to get this on the board. You see Garrett Cole getting dissed by an inanimate object. Not even like somebody on social media. A computer. He just got absolutely dissed. We'll get to that a little later.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship. The most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, taking it Tierney back on The Fan. It's 10:44 on this Thursday. What's happening, everybody? 877-337-6666 is our number. Next hour, that's right. That's a little chilly today. It's going to be a little chilly over the weekend, a little chilly yesterday. I mean, it is still winter. I mean, we can't forget that. Despite that, it seems like it's been very, very unseasonably warm. Baseball's right around the bend, and I saw something, a little disrespect for Garrett Cole. Didn't like it, nor did I think it was accurate. We'll get into that a little later. But, Teak, right now we get a chance to get back to the phones. Let's go to Poughkeepsie, Hudson Valley. Mike is on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hello?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out, how would Daniel Jones be a good fit anywhere but the Giants? Being coached by Daboll. I mean, before this year, he was a turnover machine, so we fixed a lot of problems with the coach that he has. I think going to another team would be a setback for him and his career. I'm not really sure he's a $40 million a year quarterback.
Yeah.
Until he gets some people around him that can, prove consistency. I think for him, the best place for him to stay, of course, because I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah. Mike, you position that interesting because you're right. Daniel Jones had a lot of issues. I mean, he had some talent, clearly. He threw for 300 yards like five or six times his rookie season, and we know he's got the arm. Danny Dimes didn't come from nowhere, but those issues got worked out because of coaching. Now, it's not like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or even Aaron Rodgers. If you send him on another team, like, he's going to bring years of, good habits and work at, like, he, he's not really bringing that if he goes, say, to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's bringing, all right, I was good last year, but I still got a lot of work to do.
But don't you think those mistakes have been coached out of him? Where he can at least self-correct them off?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yeah, we saw it for a year.
That's true.
But are we going to see it again next year? It's a great point, Mike, because you don't think about how we can't think of Daniel Jones in a vacuum. You just can't. You got to think of him in the context of the coaching staff, Kafka and Brian Daboll, and how they made him better, not just, you know, he evolved naturally by himself. It's a good point.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The best moment I ever had besides when they drafted Lawrence Taylor as a Giant fan was Tiki watching you play against the Chiefs that game.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
I think about it every time the Giants lace up on Sundays. I'm like, man, can the running back give us a, you know, can you get a little version of Tiki in there? I mean, we've seen it a little with Barkley, but, you know, I think that they got to move away from Barkley, stick with Daniel Jones, and get him a couple of receivers.
Yeah.
You know, some B-level receivers, I think he'd be all right, you know, better than, like, I'm not knocking Sills, I'm not knocking Hoskins, I'm not knocking them.
Yeah.
Maybe keep them in the fold. But you got to bring in some, you know, you got to bring in some guys like a Cooks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're trying. Look, Mike, they're trying. I mean, they drafted Wandell Robinson. A lot of people didn't see him play in college, but Wandell was really good in college. So, I mean, they're trying for sure. But, you know, it's talent matters. You put good talent around average quarterbacks, they turn into pretty good quarterbacks. It just is what it is. Tua's can test this. Jalen Hurts. It makes him better, and maybe it becomes sustainable. You just never know.
That was a nice compliment he threw at you. That's got to feel good to
hear
that.
Yeah, I mean, that Kansas City game, it's one of those games. I had a bunch of them, you know, where you're just on. Like, everything you call works. Even if it doesn't work, you just kind of find a way to make it work. It's one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, and it was advantaged because I had the right shoes on and nobody else did.
Yeah, you always say that.
But because it was frozen. Like, the ground was frozen.
Yeah, I would leave that part out. Just makes you look even better.
No. I mean, it's just what
the
it
reason
is.
I did so well is because I had the right shoes on, and nobody else had the right ones on.
I had ridiculous touchdowns. It was a 37 stretch, a sprint 37. We called it. Had to cut it back inside because our tackle. I think it was Deal. He got beat up field, so I had to cut inside of him. I'm supposed to cut off his outside hip, but I had to cut inside his inside hip. But the D tackle just was lazy. Because I should have been tackled for a loss, but he was just lazy. He just kind of gave me one of those, like, limp arm things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of ran around him, got to the sideline. Plexico's blocking over there. Monty comes up. I mean, just, I used my blockers well.
But how do you know that nobody else had the right cleats on? Because you always say that.
Because I saw their shoes.
You're taking notes. The safety's got the one-inch cleat. How do you know?
Well, first of all, we had field turf, right? The same stuff that is on most artificial surfaces now. So it's field turf.
Yeah.
So it's like grass. On those grass, you wear cleats. You don't wear nubs. You don't wear like those basketball bottoms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wear cleats because it digs in just like grass.
Yeah.
Right? But our field was so horrible, it was frozen. Right? I don't know if the system was messed up, whatever. It was, the cleats didn't dig in. And so you were basically standing on top of the field turf with cleats on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen those cleats, right?
Yeah.
They're slippery. Like, if you walk on those things on pavement.
Well, it's like going over a wet home plate. Yeah. Anybody who's ever done that, you're going for
exactly.
a ride.
You think about the guys who get to the concrete that's outside the, you know, the fields, on any field, they just start sliding around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So everybody was sliding around.
And how many yards did you have that game again?
220, maybe?
I don't know, he should have 400, the way it sounds, if nobody else could run.
They were still tackling me. I was just able to make them miss. It's he remembers that not because of the yardage I had, but because of the spectacular plays that I made.
I mean, think about it. What year was that again? That was
05.
Okay, 05. It's 2020.
No, that was 6. I think it was 6.
Mid-2000s, yeah. Right? What I mean, what a compliment. I mean, it's 2023. He's calling up. He says every Giants game he thinks about that. It's awesome, man.
That.
It's great.
Thank you, Mike.
John's in Highland Lakes. What's going on, Johnny? How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
What's happening?
No, we keep on talking about Zach Wilson. I'm not a Zach lover, not a Zach hater. All the talent in the world. But, like, he cannot lead defense. I think that's his major problem.
Yes, it is.
You know, I would love to bring Rodgers here, but I understand, like, Jets fan. I am a Jets fan. We want that homegrown guy. We want our guy. I think Aaron Rodgers could really help him.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make a quick point, too. Like, Tom Brady pretty much made his whole career on, like, dinks and dunks and taking his shots when he can.
Yeah. Yeah, when you have a Randy Moss who can catch 50-50 balls, make them 80-20, as T. Higgins said. And when you have that guy, you throw for 50 touchdowns. But if you don't, you throw it to your running back, you throw it to the crosser, you throw it to the tight end, right? You keep it easy. That's what you're right. That's exactly what Tom Brady did his entire career. And it's what he tried to do in Tampa. I mean, he won a Super Bowl in Tampa doing that. He tried to do it last year. It just kind of didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You don't got to be a superhero to be a great quarterback in the NFL. You just got to be smart.
No, but I remember a woman called about him, like, learning his ADHD and all that kind of stuff. Like, my girlfriend's an occupational therapist. Like, she has to figure out how to make kids with, you know, disabilities or whatever learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is. I don't know if it's coaching or whatever it is. The kid can't read a defense. I think that's why he gets a little shook and he throws that wild ball or can't hit a screen pass. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It drives everybody crazy.
Yeah, you know, John,
but he does not know how to read a defense.
Well, what you do, well, I mean,
that's
I think what he needs to be taught, because it's one thing to just look at a defense and say, yeah, this is going to evolve into whatever, cover three. Right? But it's another to look at a defense and then just make an assumption. So, all right, this is going to be cover three. But when it's not, you got to know what to do. And so he can read defenses. Any quarterback can read a defense. You can just see it. Right? It presents itself. You tell you what it is. But when it changes at the snap of the ball and it's not what you thought it was going to be, then how do you react? Right? That's the challenge. Is, all right, I thought I had cover three. So, yeah, this go route's going to be the throw I'm going to throw. Oh, crap, it's cover two. He's got that quarter covered. What do I do with the football now? That's where Zach gets stuck. Is this when it's not when he expected it, it's not what he expected it to be, he doesn't know what to do subsequently, right? That's where running backs come in, you know, huge for you. That's mm-hmm. when that outlet pass, know where your outlet is. Who's my outlet? Oh, it's that crosser who's just kind of leaking across the field. He's not really doing anything. He's not primary in the route at all, but he's just kind of settling in somewhere. Find that guy. And when you find that guy and he breaks a tackle and you go for 15 yards, you look like the genius.
You do.
Right? As opposed to throwing a Hail Mary or whatever it is downfield and hoping it gets somewhere.
Let me ask you this. What he needs to fix, is that easier?
It takes reps.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is it easier to, again, easier relative, but I'll go with easier. Is it easier for him to fix that in a film room or on the practice field?
No, you got
to
do it. You absolutely have to do it. Like, you can look at it.
But how do you do that in practice?
You practice throwing it to your running back. You practice checking it, finding
what, are you going to have 11 practice squad guys out there to simulate defense?
I don't know.
How do you do it with a live feel?
You know what's funny? Like, we make fun of Russell Wilson, and he gives us so much fodder to make fun of him.
Oh, I know where you're going.
But you remember, you saw this, where he's out there.
Yeah, but he was hurt.
He was hurt. There's literally nobody on the field. Mm-hmm. Nobody. He's not like, hey, Bobby, wide receiver, come throw the ball around with me. There's nobody out there. He doesn't have a ball in his hand,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's sitting out there. He's calling the plays. He's in the huddle. Not even huddle, just his own huddle. Gets up to the line of scrimmage. He makes a decision, calls out whatever, snaps the ball, goes back. He looks, and he just, like, he's mental repping it, right? And so you gotta do it. If you don't have those mental reps, then you get paralyzed in real time. Football's fast, and it happens really fast. And the closer you get to the field, the more you see that. If you're sitting up in the 300 section, because you see everything, it feels like, oh, I saw that developing. You come down to, like, the 100 and, you know, 101 section, it's like, ooh, that's moving quick,
mm-hmm.
man. You're actually on the field, and you can't see everything.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to trust that stuff is where it's supposed to be. You better react quickly. Otherwise, you're getting your clock cleaned. Or making mistakes, throwing interceptions, fumbling, etc. It's a process you got to learn, and it takes reps. The problem is, Jet fans, coaches,
They're just tired of him not figuring it out fast enough.
Yep, yep. And now jobs are on the line, and it needs to be figured out, yep. So the patience is really thin.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.